The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we are back during the second hour of the National Intel Report. We really stretched that song out. I like the song, Steve Voss, and it has a lot of heart, a lot of feeling in it. It is a Monday. It is November 21st, 2022, and at second hour, of course, that must mean we stretch out and we reach from the sandbar to the Redwoods in Northern California. And my good friend, Mr. Ron McDonald. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I've been in better moods since I want to call November 8th Black Tuesday. I want to get your take on the stolen elections across the nation here. A little later, we can get into that. I'm angry. You know, here we got another holiday coming up on Thursday. I'm referring to it as an eating holiday. We can be thankful, I guess, for what rights and freedoms we have, what's limited rights and freedoms we still have left. But overall, I'm very unhappy with this country. I'm very unhappy with this government. It's rogue. It's communistic. I'm just very angry. I don't want to celebrate it in the same fashion I had in the past. And it seems like every year, along with the 4th of July, Independence Day, another one becoming an eating holiday, pretty much it, because of rights and freedoms being removed. This is something I don't think you and I ever saw coming, that our country would be hijacked by communists, by Nazis. And I'm very unhappy about it. I'm very angry about it. And the corruption is so deep and locked in and ingrained, I don't know how I don't know how to stop it and reverse it and bring these people to justice because they're staying in power. Ron, it's upsetting. Another eating holiday Thursday, and that's pretty much what it is for me.
Well, you know, when you have your state legislatures gone amok and passing all sorts of laws without the input of the populations of their state, this is the end result of it.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we've basically lost our way. And it's got to be a root situation where people take back their states first, not the federal government. That'll come with taking back the states.
I agree. I'm not sure what the ceiling is of tolerance when people are finally going to hit the streets and finally say enough is enough. I don't know. I mean, Brazil sees a stolen election. They're in the streets. They're very angry. They're protesting. Here in America, we got football on next Thursday. We got football Thursday, and we got turkey and all the beer you can drink and all the stuffing and everything, and they just don't seem to be motivated to get off their duff and to protest this obvious steal of an election. It angers me. It angers me greatly that people just are too damn comfortable, Ron. They're just too damn comfortable still.
Well, that's the focus right there. There's no real major injuries when an election is stolen. No one feels the pain personally. You know, we have inflation, we have other things going amok in our society, but we don't personally feel an injury. It's not like you're put out into a field where people are fighting with weapons.
Right.
This isn't happening here.
Yeah, well, I agree. Well, we'll talk more about that here. I do have one call in the loop here, so Ron, let's take this call. It's Lauren, Ohio. Welcome, Lauren.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. I have to laugh because at this point, as grown adults, how are you? Listen, you got to let go of that anger, number one. I used to have sadness. I was processing people's pain through my unit, my body, you know, looking at the sadness and feeling it so deeply. You're feeling the anger and the rage. Look, they're stealing our country. And here's the thing. We're letting it happen. There's nothing you're going to do about it. You're going to do what you're supposed to do. You're going to be productive and constructive. You're going to tell the truth, be a light on the hill, and you're going to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. You're going to walk in truth, and you're going to live your life. Let go of that anger because it destroys your liver, destroys your eyesight, destroys your health, and you can't do anything about it. And this is what I mean. We sit here. I don't know how people are still doing this. They stole the election from Trump. The Republicans didn't say, hey, let's vote on paper the way we used to and count it in one day.
I know.
Don't you get it? It's a uniparty. Mm-hmm. It's not real. It's just there to steal your attention, steal your focus, distract you so that you don't act in your own life. The whole point is each one of us every day is supposed to be constructive, productive, building something. That's what money is. It's the fruit of a man's labor accruing to a real asset that someone can either trade you for or you can use to sustain your own life. So my point is there is no welfare. This country's $30 trillion in debt. They're going to take it from you. Don't you get it? There is no good health in America. We're the worst, we're the sickest, fattest, stupidest country in the nation. Everybody's laughing at us. And we're all walking around with our chests puffed out. I'm glad to be an American. We're at least I know I'm free. Are you kidding me? It's a joke. And so the whole point is, like you said, Turkey Day, go ahead. Tell people the truth. Turn them on to RBN. Put them on some of your favorite shows. Go to the archives. Make them sit there. If they cut you out of their lives, if they disinherit you, if they leave you, your spouse, if they won't talk to you, your own family, that's okay. Because the orders from God are tell the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. You can't be with God if you're not with truth. God is truth. That's the whole point. Everybody says, your truth, my truth. Two sides of the coin. No, two sides of the coin, one coin. That's the truth. Gravity, that's the truth. Extreme, I'm extreme. The truth is the truth. That which is constructive is constructive. I don't hate gays, but sodomy is destructive. They die at a much earlier age due to depositing infectious agents in a permeable lining of the colon. This is just mechanics. Now, you can do what you want to do. We all have free will. But if you do that, which is destructive, by golly, the consequences are yours. I'm not paying for your retarded child because you keep giving them shots. I'm not going to take care of you because, you know, all these people that took that COVID vaccine, honey, you're deaf, you're crippling, you're dead children, you're dead family members. That's what you get. And that you're just going to have to live with it. My Aunt Bebe, she's dead. My Aunt Marie, blood clots in her heart and her lungs. Now, Aunt Charlotte was smart enough not to take the shot. See, everybody makes their own choices. And you have to respect a man's right to do that. That's when I was able. Like, you're angry. I was sad, you know, feeling all that pain. And so, but you make the choice. What you can't control, you let go of. What you can control, which is what God said to do, expose and overturn. See, everybody wants to pick up a gun. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. This two-edged sword of truth, which separates sinew from bone. It's very precise. Everybody acts like it's difficult to understand what to do. There's nothing hard about it. Do that which is constructive. If you're doing destructive things, taking, stealing. If you work for the government and the military, and you're over in other people's countries killing them and taking their stuff for the benefit of global bankers and world leaders, all this, you know, for Klaus Schwab, who, by the way, wants you to be angry. We are going to live in a more angry world. Remember him? Klaus Schwab, yeah. You want to help Klaus Schwab? Keep being angry. You want to help God? He said, obey me. Ten Commandments, it's so easy to do. You know, should we not steal from each other, not murder each other, not commit adultery with each other's partners, not bear false witness against each other? I mean, that's how this country runs. That's the mother's milk of America. You know, de Tocqueville said in the early 1800s, if America is great because America is good. When America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And that's the God's honest truth, because the fruit of your hand is what you generate. We kill our babies. We dump our children in school and call ourselves parents, mothers, fathers. You're not the mother or the father. Your kid's gone 8 to 10 hours a day. They don't know you. They don't see you. And they don't worry about getting along with you. They worry about getting along with the people that they have to spend 8 to 10 hours a day with. The people that'll beat their butt in the hallway. The people that'll lie and be cruel to them. That's who they're worried about pleasing. And that's why we have such a dingbat child generation. They're all full of tattoos, Lauren, and attitudes.
Lauren, are you angry about this?
I'm not angry at all, because every man has the right to be free and to make the choices that he wants to make. I am God's gift to me. You are God's gift to you. So I used to be that way, angry. Not to where I was angry around my kids or anything, but, you know, just really pissed that they were destroying my country. Now I look at it as, this is the natural progression of things. Rome fell, Britain fell. No,
let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Lauren. You've seen the videos. We've had them here on RBN. The parents that go to a PTA meeting and voice their concern of the indoctrination of their children with sexualization of their children, LGBT teaching, and their voices are raised. They appear to be very angry. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I think it's good to let them know that you're very angry. Here.
One is the path of power, and one of the paths is of a dog. Now, you can beg them to do the right thing and not expose your girls to boys in the bathroom raping them and then hiding it and putting the kid in another school. I mean, you can put up with pedophile Satanists over your children, or you can bring your children home or at least control their environment, meaning there's all kind of teachers that didn't want to take that shot. One teacher, 10 kids from the block, you teach them the real things. Here's a globe, every country, every continent, every capital, okay? North, south, east, and west of whatever position you're in. This is how you learn geography, the Bible. That's the rules of this place. Now, people, you can be Muslim, you can be Mormon, you can be Mexican. Are we going to disagree that each man has the right to control the fruit of his labor, the dirt that his body is built of? He's a king. That's his soil. That's what America is about. And we're sitting here letting a bunch of Satanist, pedophile, communist perverts take away, oh, well, we should secede. You don't let them make you break up your country so it's easier for them to rule you. You put the sons of bitches in jail. Now, I'm not angry about it. I'm just very clear in the understanding of what works and what doesn't. And our choice is, are we going to do what works? Are we going to keep on, oh, in 2 years, Trump tells me, oh, it's sad, it's sad, demonious. I mean, are you serious? Seriously going to get involved with this?
All right, Lauren, I've let you go on for a while now. I think you're kind of angry right now.
No,
Ron,
I'm not,
what do you
angry.
Think?
I'm just energized. Energized because we have power and we need
can
to remember
I say
that.
I'm just energized? Can I say I'm energized and not angry? Can I say that?
Lauren, I love way, it. I meant to compliment
I you. Love your on one
I love your slump.
I only disagree with Lauren on one aspect.
I want to compliment you, too, on one thing real quick. Because you
What's
were
that?
Taught, you saved people's lives with that pine needle tea. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I have an apothecary. I serve, like, doctors, you know, in bulk orders. But we use natural herbs to fix things. You saved people's lives because you weren't afraid that they were going to make fun of you or call you conspiracy theorists. You just told people the best truth you knew. Let them look it up themselves. Eat the meat, spit out the bones. Yep. Each one of us makes our own path. But that was very cool of you. As you know, you're a nurse. You're in the traditional, but you're willing to respect the truth and use whatever power you can to improve a person's a man's situation. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But
I'm
going to
say one last thing.
I'm going to
let you go. But before I let you go, have you ever watched those Peloton commercials that the motivator that's kind of talking through the TV to the other side? You can pay for that service where you're working out on your bicycle. And there's a guy on the other end. Actually, the commercial I'm remembering just today is this motivated guy, this black guy that's kind of screaming at you to get into line here and really give more effort. And that reminds me of you. that motivator reminds me of you. And I appreciate your call.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in today. You made my day. Ron?
Yeah, I just have one disagreement with Laura, and that is I think we're supposed to right the wrongs in our society. That's one of our purposes of being here. We have to be active.
I agree. We can't let this slide. I talked about that earlier about the colluders, the people behind the fraud of COVID are wanting amnesty now, because it's all come forth that everything they were pushing and all the meanness and nastiness of mandates and trying to remove our economics. Well, they realize that they're on the wrong end of the argument here, and they were being Nazis, pushing their will, and they want forgiveness. They want amnesty. And I say, no amnesty for you. We're coming after you. We're coming after you, punishing you. There are a lot of people who died, And there were people who died in nursing homes where you could not go see grandma, and grandma died alone because of people like this. No amnesty for you. We're coming for you. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving this coming Thursday.
And, I appreciate that.
I enjoy listening to Lauren from Ohio, and
you know she can do that all on one big breath of air. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
She must have a tidal volume of like 4,000 cc's. I don't think she takes a breath in between. I think she's just this big giant set of lungs.
Well, it's a gift, really. If you could, if she wanted to, she could get into motivational, what do you call it? I'm thinking in Chinese here.
Seminars?
Consulting. Yeah. She could be a consultant to six-figure executives, you know. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, seminars, she definitely motivated me. She motivated me, so.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was this angry. I guess I got to think about this a little bit.
You're right, though.
I think I'm angry. I'm angry because I want justice. I want justice. And when I see somebody steal something and get away with it and boldly basically laugh at us for doing what they did and getting away with it, well, it makes me angry. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. But I...
James, stay on the line here. We'll come right back to you, okay? Stay on the line.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Relaxing music to calm you down. Compliments of Super Breakfast from America. Ron, do you feel a little bit more relaxed now? Do you feel a little calm?
Now hearing that, yes, I do.
I do too. I just calmed down. I just came down a couple notches and everything. We were talking in the break here where I love you, Lauren, but we were just laughing and said, you know what? We thought you, if you turn up the speaker here, we thought you were probably on 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, which reminds me of the documentary joke, Spinal Tap, where they talked about changing the speaker volume to making and going beyond 10 and make it 11. And the guy says, why don't we just make 10 a little louder? He said, well, this speaker would be at 11. He said, but why don't we just make 10 the highest, higher, louder. And so, well, this speaker will have 11. And so Ron and I were laughing, saying, well, if Lauren is at 7 right now, if she's at 7 now, right now, I'd like to see 10 or 11 for with Lauren here. So
yeah, I don't want to see her angry side.
We got your message. Yes, the anger side. I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm deeply disappointed. Can I say that, Ron? Does that work better?
Yeah. Well,
I'm deeply disappointed. I'm not angry where it's hurting my health and ruining my liver and anything else, raising my blood pressure. It's just I'm deeply, deeply upset of being stolen twice. And I don't like that.
Well, especially
when somebody rubs it in your face, too. And then I had the libtard. I told you, Ron, the story about the libtard the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That challenged me and tried to shut me down at the chiropractor's office, which reminds me of a comment that Ron said to a next-door neighbor. It was over the same issue, too, reproductive rights. And they were saying, you know, they're going to take away our rights for abortion. And, you know, this is amazing that people just want that right. I want their right to kill my child. I want that right. It's my choice. And Ron fired back as, have you always been this stupid? Were you born this way? Because the Supreme Court did not remove, in overturning Roe versus Wade, they did not remove the right to or an abortion. They simply returned it back to the states for the states to decide. And that's exactly what I was trying to tell this moron who was shouting at me and got out of control. And she wouldn't listen. I know what I'm talking about. You don't. And it just got out of hand. And well, I don't know if I'm ever see this woman again because she threatened never to come back to this chiropractor because the chiropractor was taking care of me. And she did not want to give business to this chiropractor who would serve a person like myself. I thought that was hilarious when she said that. I don't think I want to come back to this place that cares for people like you. I said, great. There's the door right there. There's the door. Go for it. Let's go back to James in Vancouver. We aren't done with James yet. James, are you still there? We still have James?
You may meet her in the ER someday. She'll come in and you'll have to save her life.
Yeah, and maybe I won't.
Oh, you can't do that.
And maybe I won't. Maybe I'll assign the lousiest nurse to her. You know, here, take care of this one here. No, I
would. Well, anyway.
I would.
The Thanksgiving, to me, is the most powerful holiday in the United States. It seems because regardless of who we are, families, United States, the whole thing special about the United States is families. And we had a tradition of going down to the States years ago to celebrate Thanksgiving with people in the United States. Hence my call to you and wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate that, James. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, James in Vancouver. Appreciate that.
Thanks for calling.
We're going to knock some calls out of here. I've got a clip I want to play. Ron, you're going to love this clip because it's going to fit in with what you just told me today in our break here about we're approaching 8 billion people on the planet. Ooh, 8 billion people. That's too many people, Ron. That's just way too many people on the planet. We have to save the planet. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Let's go back and talk to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi. I just thought about all the advice that I've been hearing on RBN, so I thought I would give mine. Well, somebody said, don't go to the school board and start jumping on them then. You go to each one and talk to him behind the scenes so that when they come out, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't think. I've already done this, and I know how what happened. I knew the school board. I knew the superintendent of the whole school, county school, but I didn't use that for me to get anywhere. And my teacher husband told me, "Do not get in front of the camera." I avoided that, but I hit him right on. And what happened, it's so funny. I told him, look, okay, you know, you have put double negatives in here, what you decided. And if we get home and we find out that you have screwed us again, I'm going to sue you. And I'm sure they thought, yeah, how is a teacher going to sue anybody, you know, as little as they make? And what happened was, it's so weird. Some guy from Atlanta with my husband's name, he won the lottery. And he happened to like Mustangs, which my husband liked Mustangs. But he had three kids. So, you know, you could say, well, that's not him. He's only got two or whatever. But what happened was my niece came to stay with me for a few months, and I was sitting there buying her clothes waiting for him to come out to try another clothes. One of the big wigs of the county passed by, and she said, oh, I see you got all the kids here. And I said, yeah. And I know good and well they thought that I was really the guy. They thought I was the one who won the lottery in Atlanta, because we were from Atlanta. And this is in Florida I'm talking about. And you know what? They straightened up right away. They didn't give us any more trouble. So what I tell people is, you just go ahead and do what you have to do. And I obeyed my husband. I didn't get in front of the camera, you know, embarrass him or whatever, you know. I didn't do that. And God took care of the rest of it. And that's the way tell it. Just go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate your call, Pat. Always do. Got to move on here. Thank you for your call.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go talk to Scott in Arizona. Welcome, Scott. Scott in Arizona.
We've got John in Michigan.
Oh, hello. Well. Okay. We skipped over. I guess we lose it? We lost Scott. Okay. John in Michigan. Hey, John. Nice you called. I got a hold of Dane Wigginton, and we are going to have him on for 2 hours.
Oh, what a blessing. Your audience.
Oh, great guy. You know, he remembered me, too, because I wrote him a letter. He goes, you're the guy who wrote me a letter, a long letter. And I called you back. I said, yeah. And then I tried to schedule you in, and, you just never had time. He says, well, I got time now. And we talked for a while, and he said, boy, you really are into this. And I appreciate you, so I'd be happy to come on the show. So we're setting it up here pretty soon. We're going to set this one up.
Well, Dane, folks out there, he's been following this for over 10 years, this aerosol program. And he was in the ground floor of solar energy. His house out in California was on the magazine of Solar Magazine. And I know we're going to a 7:30 break or a half hour break. I'll hold over if you have to do that. You have to do that right now or no?
What's that? We're going to skip the break. We're going to skip the couple breaks here and catch up.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead.
Well, let me. But Dane folks has 1,000 acres in Northern California, so he's no slouch, and he can see Mount Shasta, and he's been following. Well, what he found out when he was in the ground floor of the solar is that the sun was, he was losing sunlight, and that's when he got into his research and found out what the program was. So he's very well versed, very well spoken, and thank you for getting him on. I think everyone is going to really benefit from his information.
Oh, it's going to be a great show.
But I have a couple of things. Lauren from Ohio, she's a dear. I've followed her for many years, many shows, and I believe she was a former rep for a pharmaceutical industry, too.
Yeah, so I think she was, too. Yeah, I believe so.
She knows all of that stuff, and she would be, I think, a great person to have on for an hour, in my opinion, to just share her story, because I think she homeschools, and she has these strong beliefs. She's also a black lady, which, that's fine, too. I mean, all of it is.
Somebody else brought that to attention, and I don't really care. I really don't care color or skin. And I didn't know that, but then somebody said that too. But whatever. I think she's solid. She's very motivated. She's very passionate, and I like that. I admire that.
Nope, she's very real and very, very in control of her world, which is very nice to see. And I just adore listening to her. Just enjoy listening to her, and just really blessed to. And she's out there because we need folks like her that have an opinion. When it goes to the education folks out there, I went to four years in a row in the 90s, every school board meeting here in Bel Air, Michigan, because they were bringing this garbage education into the school systems from, and it was Pennsylvania and Oregon, and Michigan were the pilot states for this garbage that they thought up in the 80s. This was David Rockefeller's idea, and Hillary Clinton and some other scumbags involved, and this was their new idea for education. And you can check out a letter from Mark Tucker, who was involved to the Clintons once they got in. And they explained the whole education agenda. And so these people that you're talking to on these school boards and everywhere else in these schools, they're all been dumbed down through the school system. So you have to figure out that they're not very aware of reality, and that the school and the superintendents are the ones that run the show. They're the bottom of the totem pole. If you read a book, The NEA, The Trojan Horse of American Education, by Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld, that's the NEA, The Trojan Horse of American Education. He takes it back to 1835, and you can see why we're at right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone's dumbed down. College from on down. So that's what we're dealing with there. And I want to thank my brother Jim for calling in and sharing this story with you when I was sick last year about John Stattmiller. And I did. I have white pine needle tea right now in my refrigerator. So it does.
Very cool.
The Native Americans,
have you ever made any hydroxychloroquine? Have you ever made any of that?
No, I just went and got the quinine pills.
I've got a recipe in my protocols. If you contact me, I'll send it over to you. It's pretty easy to make. I make it on the stove, and then I transfer it to a crock pot and do a slow extraction of the oils from the citrus peel. And I make a pretty mean hydroxychloroquine, Ron.
Wow.
Well,
have you had to use it?
What's that?
Have you had to use it yourself?
I have. Okay. And the first batch I made was quite strong. And it was to a point where I had to mix it with some fruit juice. I said, geez, I really extracted the oils from the peels here, maybe a little too much. So I think I'd back it off the next time and challenge it and closely, you know, maybe every half an hour, check it to a certain point, and then stop the process, do the filtration of it, and it wouldn't be quite so powerful. But I just figured I must have pulled about everything good out of those peels. And so my hydroxychloroquine must have been very powerful. So, yeah, I take a shot here and there. Even my wife took a shot of it. She says, wow, this has got some punch. I said, yes, it does.
Well, I told you our protocol, right? We
use
hydrogen peroxide and iodine, put it in a humidifier. And if we feel like we're getting a sore throat, we breathe it in. It kills the viruses in the nasal cavity, the throat, and the lungs.
Yeah. I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough, and he advised that too also. So that's a good thing to do. Hey, I need to go. John, I need to move on here. I got one more.
Yeah, the chemistry. Yeah. I take a quinine pill. You know, that's part of the hydroxychloroquine.
It is.
So I got the pill from the bark, and I use that and zinc, and those two together are supposed to work hand in hand. So I appreciate your time, and I thank my brother for all the information you've and if you can get Lauren on, I do thank you for Dane too, because Dane is just going to be a joy to hear. You know.
Oh yeah.
He'll set you back in your chair. That's for sure.
Yeah.
God bless. And Ron, thank you for all your work too. And is your website still? They own it all, including you, something like that, or new people? No,
yeah,
new people order.
Yeah.
Newpeopleorder.com.
Right.
Yeah, check out Ron's stuff, folks. His stuff is amazing too. So God bless you both.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, I could probably go autopilot if I have Lauren on. I'll just kick back and let Lauren go, and she'll just keep going, and I'll say, okay, that's an hour. Okay, my turn to come back. I could probably do that. She definitely would do that. Let's go back to the phones and get this last one in. I don't want any more calls for a little bit. Let's see if we can get this clip after this last call, and then we'll open the phone lines again. Let's talk to Steve in New Mexico. Welcome, Steve.
Yeah, hello, Steve and Ron. Just wanted to wish you a really nice and good Thanksgiving with your families and that. And I know how you feel. It's just, we're talking about, the dummy down.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but remember Charlotte Isserby.
Oh, yeah.
With
oh,
yeah. her book. And I mean, I've read most of it, and I mean, it mm-hmm. hits the nail right on the head, what they've done to this country in education. So,
yeah, yeah.
Thing is, yeah, to keep going after them and everything. And I wanted to thank you, especially, I know John's been gone for a year. I do still mm-hmm. miss him.
Yeah.
And everything too. That he taught us, and as well as you and Ron, and also for your medical knowledge, which has been great, and I would assume that you have saved a bunch of lives. I wouldn't doubt it a bit.
Oh, well, then, I've had my successes, and we've pulled some miracles, and then mm-hmm. sometimes we've said it's in God's hands, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah,
but overall, I got to say my track record's pretty dang good, and it's, yeah. I can't take credit all myself. I work with good teams. And good physicians, super physicians mm-hmm. that we see. You know, the thing about critical care is being able to recognize the problems and stop them before they escalate and turn into another problem and a domino effect. That's the secret in critical care medicine, is to stop the pattern, the domino effect. For every system you have involved, you're looking at about 25% mortality, unless you're just talking about the heart itself. That's the big cheese there. That's like 75 to 100%. If the heart stops, that's the engine. But you lose kidneys, you lose a liver, and then later on, the toxins build up in the body, and then the cardiac, the heart starts to react to that, to the toxins. So again, working with a great team of people, we're all in tune, watching everything. And I got to say, it's been my passion. It's been my passion, aside of doing that and then being here on RBN. I'm thankful for this listening audience, Ron. I really am. They're a sharp group of people. Mm-hmm. And it's a pleasure for me to come here and to spend my time to talk to you, because you get it. You get it. I don't have to keep beating you over the head with the information. You get it. Once I say it, you get it. And I appreciate the knowledge from this listening audience also, who calls in and gives me, their impression, their perspective, their education. We have a lot of sharp people, Ron, and that's why we're successful and in the independent media, and we're continuing to grow. I appreciate you, the listening audience. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and then there was one other person too, and that's Jeff Renz. I know you can't call in and talk to him, but he's had Erica Kahn on for, over 2 years. She's wow. from MIT, and she's been studying nanotechnology for 30 years. And it's just fantastic to listen to her, on Mondays and Wednesdays and Friday nights. And they've brought out so much, too, of what's going on, and it's been really helpful, and I know to others. And I just wanted to ask Ron, do you talk on another station, or where are you at?
No, this is it right now. I've been on so many over the years, from uh-huh. Dr. Deagle to Jeff Renz and yeah. The Power Hour.
Yep.
But I've tailored it down to this one, because yeah. I've always come home to RBN. It's
right. I didn't know you knew Bill Deagle. He helped me over my thyroid. Made my thyroid a lot better with what he gave me. So feels really good too.
Yeah, so, I was on his show for three years.
Were you?
Yeah, and that's Power Hour for about six uh-huh. years, and you name it, I've been there.
Yep.
And with yep. Lauren, I get a kick out of Lauren. She's right on the money, and all I can say to my sister is keep after him.
Yeah, she's a spark plug. We'll refer to she's a spark plug, right?
And then
definitely spark
James
plug.
Up in, yeah. And I like James up in Canada yeah. and stuff. So,
yep.
Well, anyway, you all have a nice Thanksgiving. I'll let you all go.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Nice callers. And I'm sincere when I say that. I'm really happy to come here and to have listeners who understand. And then when they call in, they'll have questions, good questions sometimes, or good information to give back. And that's what makes this network successful, is that we're all kind of working together. And I do appreciate that. And I appreciate you, Ron. Thank you for coming back to RBN. We missed you. We missed you greatly. I missed you personally. I missed you from the day I left California and we were just, you know, getting our relationship going here. And then I have to give you the bad news that I'm throwing in the towel on the politics of California. And even Orlene Curla was like, oh, Steve, we're going to miss you. And I said, I'm going to miss you guys too. You can come down. Maybe you'll follow me down here to Florida. But I did it for economic reasons. I had to for economic reasons. It made sense for me to do that.
Well, after I saw that gator that you took a picture of, I said, no way. I'm not going there.
Yeah, I sent Ron a picture of little gators. I went down to the marina, and there's little gators everywhere. They're just babies, about 2.5 feet, and they're small. There's some good 10-footers out there, but some babies. I sent him there. I said, oh, boy, if John were alive, he would just be crazy for the gators. I don't know. He was really into alligators. He'd come down here, and he'd just jump out of the car. I got to get a picture of this gator. I said, Ron, he runs up to an alligator. It's about an eight-footer, easy 8-footer, and he runs up to it. I said, John, you can pull it in quick. With your phone. You don't have to run up to it. You know, this thing may turn on. He never thought about it. I can zoom in on my phone on this gator here, but no, I got to run up to it. That's Ron. Right. That's John. We got a clip here I want to play from the Ben Armstrong Show. It's a long clip, but we're not going to play the long extended version. We're going to play just a couple minutes of it, starting at 3:22 to 5:41. And what was happening here is Edward Dowd was on Mike Adams' show and talking about some new data that's just come out here in the United States, 2,400 excess deaths per day. And they all attribute to the COVID shots and COVID boosters. And Europe is posting some data, 300,000 deaths. And the year isn't even over yet, but 300,000 deaths, excess deaths in Europe. And they all attribute that to the COVID shots and boosters. But there's some information here. I just want you this nice little short clip I want you to listen to. And I believe Michael is going to put it on the website so you can watch all 24 minutes of it. But Michael, let's go ahead and play that short clip right now.
About the excess death. They're pretending. They're silence and pretending like it's not even happening when it's their statistics showing it. That's what's even funnier. It's their own statistics showing it. And they're pretending it's not happening. 100% proves it's the vaccine. They don't have to do studies because they know exactly what happened. Because if you were to investigate it, you would see all of this massive excess death is connected with the vaccine. And you see a massive spike in excess death if you graph it. And then it starts to come down. And then they did the vaccine mandates where you had the biggest spike because the people who didn't want to get it that were forced to get it. Oh, it's so obvious. But let me first give you the EU data, what's coming out of Europe. This is from the expose. I don't know. Here, let me just give you that article. I don't have to set it up. I'll give you as much as I can. I can't give you the whole thing, but I'll give you the beginning of it. Take a listen.
Pfizergate. Official EU data proves thousands are dying every week due to COVID vaccination, with Europe suffering 300,000 excess deaths in 2022, making it a record-breaking year in terms of deaths. Mortality figures published by 27 countries across Europe reveal that the continent has suffered nearly 300,000 excess deaths so far this year, officially making 2022 a record-breaking year in terms of death. Every single age group, including children, has suffered more deaths by week 44 of 2022 than it did by week 44 of 2020, a year that saw extreme waves of alleged COVID-19 deaths. Source: but if we remove the first wave of COVID-19 deaths in 2020 from the equation, and just look at excess deaths following week 20, we find that the true scale of death in 2022 is even worse. Source: that's because Europe recorded 74,684 excess deaths between week 20 and week 44 of 2020, but has recorded 161,403 excess deaths between week 20 and week 44 of 2022. This equates to a 116% increase in excess deaths in 2022 compared to 2020.
I'm
I just love that computer female voice, don't you, Ron?
Yeah, yeah. So is it being said that progressively it's increasing the number of deaths?
Yeah, and actually it's slowed down a little bit now, but we're seeing, I talked about earlier, talking about RSV and flu cases are starting earlier this year than normal. And there's the belief that because of these damaged immune systems secondary to the COVID shots and boosters, that this impaired, damaged immune system now are making the people very vulnerable, their immune systems vulnerable to getting RSV, the children and the adults to get a flu. It appears that's the case. And without further ado, to find out that Big Pharma, Pfizer and Moderna, already knowing this was going to happen. That's amazing. They always know what's coming next because it's planned. That they have a messenger RNA shot already lined up for the flu and a messenger RNA shot already lined up for RSV. The next thing they have to do is get their emergency use authorization and to force it on the children or you can't go to school. And that's exactly what I see to be the next agenda. The next plan is pushing the RSV shot and pushing a flu shot, but both of them being messenger RNA experimental and getting through the process of the emergency use authorization, which means guess what? If something goes terribly wrong, you can't sue the pharmaceutical on this one again. You can't sue them. That's what we're looking at, Ron.
Well, what is it? Mortuaries are pulling out like a spaghetti substance out of the veins. Yeah. What is that? I know there's chemical equipment in there.
It is spike protein clot. Matter of fact, there's a video we just posted. I think yesterday I posted. And the funeral directors are saying they have a hard time embalming the bodies because the fluid can't be pushed through the vasculature because of all this excess stringy-looking clot stuff that's in the venous system here. And all they got to do is just, you know, put a hemostat on it, cut into it, pull a hemostat out, and go into it and pull out these long, stringy pieces of clot. And that's exactly what's been doing. It's impeding blood flow to organs and the myocardium itself. And this is some serious, serious stuff. This is the stuff that the mainstream media will not talk about. This is serious. In the clip, Ben Armstrong was talking about these things were all known. These things were all known. The harmful side effects of these COVID shots and boosters were known from the very beginning. The government knew it also. The very idea that they did not remove this from the market when they initially found out of the downside, the side effects, proves our point. This is not about health. This is about depopulation. We have too many people on the planet, and to save the planet, we must remove people. Ron, you were just mentioning in an article you read on the RBN website, we are approaching 8 billion people on the planet now.
And that 1 billion was since 12 years ago. So we've had an increase of 1 billion in 12 years, and the next 12 years will be another billion. So there is a problem. Eventually, there's going to be a major problem.
Well, they'll take care of that. That's what this is all about, well, Ron.
Yeah, but there's got to be a humane thing like safe sex.
Yeah, that would be the way to do it. But you know, you can't force people to practice safe sex. I personally theorize that we're going to see a huge, huge decrease in teen pregnancy coming up, Ron. I think we're going to see a huge dive in teen pregnancy, and it won't be because teenagers are finally becoming responsible and accountable and they're using birth control. It's simply because they're not having children because they can't. The boys are shooting blanks, low sperm counts, right. And the girls, they just can't conceive. They can't conceive their eggs. They can't conceive. You know, which brings me to that altercation I had a couple days ago where the woman tried to make the argument that birth control is expensive. And I said, no, it's not. They, you know, what? Why are we talking about killing a child when we can talk about doing the right things and making sure we're responsible and accountable and taking protection and making sure we don't have a child out of wedlock? Why don't we talk about that first? And she says, well, because it's too expensive. And I said, no, it's not. And she said, it is. What did you do when you were a teenager? I said, well, I used condoms, and my girlfriend later on went on the pill, and I never had any children out of wedlock. I was responsible and accountable, and it hasn't changed. So don't give, I said to her, I said, don't make the argument that it's too expensive and that you can't afford it. When I see these teenagers with piercings, tattoos, and wearing $200 tennis shoes, do not try to make that argument that they can't afford birth control. So we shouldn't even be talking about this, because responsible people plan their families. They don't treat abortion as a form of birth control. Ron, I ripped her a new one. I ripped her a new one. She got crazy, went screaming at me. And then the staff came and told me to, like, calm down, Steve. You're getting all worked up. Tell her to calm down. She's the crazy woman here. I'm using logic. She's not. And again, she threatened not to come back. She doesn't want to come back to a place that serves people like me.
I don't know what to say. Geez.
Well, I wish I thought about that line you used. Have you always been this stupid, or were you born this way? I wish I had thought about that.
Actually, it was, were you born stupid, or did you just learn to be stupid?
Oh, what? Okay. Well, I would have messed it up. The point being,
but we'll see. I could see young people, very young people, having sex and getting pregnant. But once you reach a certain age of reason, you shouldn't. That should not be a situation for your life.
Yeah.
You know, there are accidents, but we have far too many of them in our society.
Far too many, and it's unnecessary. It shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't happen.
But the majority of births come from impoverished countries, mm-hmm. so they need education. They need help in that particular issue.
Yeah, 8 billion people. So, well, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates is working on that problem, and there's plenty of people who will comply and go along with the shots and the mandates and the. In the boosters, you can't save them all, Ron. You can't save them all. I did my best. I've lost friends. I actually lost a friend about it's coming up on a month now, and I know for sure that the COVID shots and boosters set off his underlying health problems, his comorbidities, and he died at the age of 63. Wow. It didn't have to happen if he'd only listened, and he didn't. He listened to the government instead. There's our music. Ron McDonald, thank you for coming on a Monday night. Second hour, appreciate you. We'll see you again next week. That completes our show this evening. I'm back again in the studio on Sunday for my show, Off the Beaten Path. Thank you for listening. Health, happiness, safe travels. We will talk again. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Good night.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.